Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. As many of you know, I'm a former police officer, and I recognize organizations, foundations, individuals, groups, and families who have an interest in supporting law enforcement and first responders. One organization is First Responders Children's Foundation that I found out about through my friend Daryl Worley, who was recently in New York City to go and take a tour to get to know some of these special organizations up there in New York. The First Responders Children's Foundation is dedicated to helping children of law enforcement officers and firefighters. The foundation provides support to children who have lost a parent in the line of duty and their families when enduring significant financial hardships due to tragic circumstances. First RCF also supports, promotes, and facilitates educational activities and programs created and operated by law enforcement and firefighting organizations whose purpose is to benefit children and families. It's my pleasure right now to introduce to you the president of First Responders Children's Foundation, Jillian Crane, in New York City. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jillian.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on a successful 48th annual Fun City Bowl that took place at MetLife Stadium.
Well, it was a fabulous day. The 9/11 commemoration was really, moving. The kids of the families of first responders had a wonderful time. Daryl Worley was absolutely extraordinary and so lovely. We had some sound things, and he could not have been more just supportive and wonderful and did a great job.
Speaking of Daryl Worley, many people who are a little bit older, I know 2001 is 20 years ago, but there are a lot of people who still hear the song and remember Have You Forgotten? That is a signature song for Daryl Worley. And going up there to New York City, I know was important for him at Ground Zero and to speak to families who were directly affected by 9/11.
Yes, and I think, the issue is that we think about it as, oh, it's 20 years ago, but unfortunately, the first responder community who were working down there, and from all over the country they came in to do so, have all been suffering now with, lung illness and 9/11 related illnesses. And so their children are still needing our support. And so I think it's just good to definitely remember, as that song says, that we still have families who need our help.
Jillian, I explained that I'm a former police officer. Your background is acting. How did you come to be president of a nonprofit for First Responders Children's Foundation?
That is an excellent question. And it really, it seems like the two don't meet, right? well, I was living in Los Angeles, unless I'm playing one, on television.
That's right.
Right. And I've been on all of those Law and Order shows, however, not as a first responder, not as a police officer. I was living in Los Angeles for a long time. I came back to New York and I heard about this foundation. And I really thought that I wanted to join the board because I wanted to put the spotlight more on women first responders. And I thought that I could, also get involved with perhaps, expanding the mission a little bit and bringing in, again, more voices and more people. So I thought, I'll do this. I also really feel that the first responder community needs support and that we only think about them when, there's a terrorist attack, a pandemic, a wildfire, shootings, civil unrest, and then we're suddenly focused and think about them, but really they are there 365 days a year to protect us and run into danger for us. And I think that they need that support. And I wanted to bring the foundation into a more, they didn't used to have any press or really do any kind of outreach to the community around, highlighting what the foundation does with the press. And I really thought in order to keep raising money and to grow the foundation, we just really had to do that. And that why not bring more people in, tell more people about us, utilize the different outlets. And so that was what I thought we should focus on. And so that ended up being something we did, and we've grown and changed. And I'm really proud to be the president of the foundation now.
Over the past 20 years, the First Responders Children's Foundation has awarded hundreds of college scholarships to children of first responders. And it's so important that people know exactly what First Responders Children's Foundation does and how they're helping these young people so that they're encouraged themselves and inspired themselves to help the children of these first responders.
Mark, thank you so much for saying that. I really think it is true. I mean, certainly the foundation started as a response to 9/11 and the 800 children who were left, who lost a first responder parent that day, some of whom were very, very young and since then have gone to college. I wasn't part of the foundation then, but that was the mission, to support first responder children whose parents had been killed or injured in the line of duty with scholarships. That's still the main part of our mission. And along with that, we also provide educational programs. We also support first responder agencies to go out in their communities and do the work in their communities that they need. They need support with that. So we do a lot of that kind of work and educational work, you know, camps and different kinds of explorer camps and fire safety education and those kinds of things. And then when COVID happened, we really had to pivot quickly and look at what does the first responder community need right now. Most people don't know this, but almost 70% of firefighters in this country are volunteer. And so, and that includes the, you know, the paramedics and the EMTs who go pick people up in ambulances. And we, they're volunteer. And so when COVID happened, they lost their other jobs and they were still, you know, going into this COVID situation, this COVID pandemic, and possibly bringing home this illness to their family. And there was a lot of anxiety around that. And the children really suffered through this with the anxiety and kind of mental health issues. And so we're still dealing with that impact. And so, and the foundation implemented something called the Emergency COVID-19 Financial Hardship Grant. And we were able to get out a lot of money to many parts of this country. And we expanded into some nurses and medical personnel for this COVID-19, you know, pandemic time. And we were able to not only give out 145 scholarships, but give out almost 9,000 independent first responder emergency COVID-19 hardship grants and get out PPE. We had 1 million masks go out all over the country. And then when the holidays came around, we were very, you know, disturbed about that children really needed some joy, and first responder families had a lot of financial issues. So we started our Toy Express and our partners at Mattel and American Girl and Hess Trucks and TQL and a bunch of places came on board, and we got 500,000 toys out all over the country, so 300 cities, and had mass giveaways. And we helped law enforcement agencies also go out and do their toy distributions because they were having issues financially as well. So we were really have expanded what we do, but our soul, kind of the heart and soul of the foundation, certainly are the scholarships.
And I know that expansion takes place because of a great team of people, and it takes networking and connecting with organizations to say, here we are, we're here to help, will you lock arms with us and be a part of this? And I've noticed that First Responders Children's Foundation has done a great job with networking and connecting so that people do know how to support this effort.
We have an amazing staff of tireless workers. I mean, especially, you know, this past year, we were literally, you know, a 24-hour-a-day foundation because there were so many, you know, fires that had to be put out in emergency situations. Scott Perrin, our executive director, and Bob Stanberry, our, you know, chief of staff, and going on and on, Joanna Black, and Dan, our wonderful public PR director. We have support of so many people. And because we've been here for 20 years, I think that is really why people trusted us, that they knew if they give us money, first of all, 98% of what we make goes out into the world. And that is a great thing. And that's something that we're proud of. But we've had 20 years of experience going out and finding the people that need the help. And so our community of connections is huge. So I think that's one way we were able to find out, oh, in North Little Rock, they don't have PPE, you know, in a small town in Kentucky, the highway patrol didn't have PPE, and we were able to get masks out to people who really just didn't have access or funds.
That is so great. And speaking of reaching those communities, if it's okay with you, Jillian, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can connect. I like to call it a call to action. How people can be a part of First Responders Children's Foundation. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. Folks, right now we're talking to the president of the First Responders Children's Foundation, Jillian Crane, and it's a national organization that started in 2001 to help the children of first responders who lost a parent on 9/11. The foundation provides financial support to both children who have lost a parent in the line of duty, as well as families enduring significant financial hardships due to tragic circumstances. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Jillian Crane about the First Responders Children's Foundation. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can plug in and connect with this very special organization. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is John from Charles Ridge Stock. I love the Mark White Show. Trust the mic.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and as I mentioned at the very beginning of this show, it's very important to me to highlight and bring awareness to organizations that are supporting first responders. Being a first responder myself, I know the challenges that first responders go through as they do the work to serve our communities, and I want to try to recognize these organizations through my show. I feel like that's an opportunity for me to give back to a community that I was part of in the past. Right now, I have with me Jillian Crane, president of the First Responders Children's Foundation, and we've been talking about this very special organization and the many activities they are involved in as they help children of first responders. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jillian.
Thank you very much. It's great to be on your show. We really appreciate that you are putting a spotlight on First Responders Children's Foundation and first responders in general after such a year as we've had.
It has been a very difficult year for so many families. And one of the things that I do bring out through my show is loss of life of first responders through suicide and depression, PTSD, other things that they struggle with. I actually have a friend right now that's biking 4,300 miles across the country. He's a former police officer for Gaston County, North Carolina Police Department. His name's Christopher Lowrance, and he's riding in honor of first responders through an organization called Blue Help, and he's bringing awareness to loss of life for first responders through suicide. So that's a very important aspect as we think about the effects that being a first responder can have on a person handling family life and dealing with depression and other issues that a first responder can have to deal with.
Mark, I'm so glad you brought that up because, frankly, mental health is something that it's been a personal issue for me for a long time, and knowing the stress and anxiety and all of the loss and other things that first responders deal with, I think it's something that people haven't really looked at enough and don't realize that there needs to be more support. So I love that your friend is biking across the country to raise awareness for mental health. And we just actually launched a mental health initiative. We had a press conference a couple of weeks ago to state basically that, listen, it's okay for first responders to say police, fire, that we're not okay and that we need help. And we donated $100,000 toward a suicide prevention line that's going in for 9/11 this year, an organization called At Ease that actually works with law enforcement around the country, a couple of other organizations where we're basically donating money so that they can go out and reach more people and help more people. Truly, the first responder we look at as a family. So if the police officer parent or the firefighter parent is under this kind of emotional stress, they need to have help and they need to feel good about asking for it because, frankly, we've all struggled with mental, I'm sure this last year with some mental health issues, but first responders have that kind of stress on them all the time. So I'm really happy to talk about it. I think it's so important. We really need to raise more money to do more.
Well, I really appreciate the fact that First Responders Children's Foundation is taking a lead on this and stepping up to the plate when it comes to that end of being a first responder. I think that's very important. I do want to make sure that everyone who's listening right now knows how they can support First Responders Children's Foundation, how they can connect. I believe Daryl Worley going up to New York and having so many fans here in the South, it connects the communities together. And there are a lot of people I know that probably dived into First Responders Children's Foundation simply because Daryl went up there and took his tour and was able to share. And I know that your organization was able to share some really amazing things, including what I said, the 48th annual Fun City Bowl. So I want you to be able, Jillian, to share how you want people to connect with this special organization.
Thank you. And I just want to thank Daryl again. He was a gentleman. He's so talented. We love that he was willing to come all the way up here on a, in the middle of the summer and participate in the Fun City Bowl. It's just fantastic. So we'd love to have people involved in any way that they can. And the truth is that, you know, donations are great. Obviously, a dollar makes a difference. A dollar makes a difference, or, you know, from any level that anyone can participate. We have kids who have lemonade stands and they raise money for the foundation, which is great. Because, you know, you got to teach kids. I love about this foundation is that we also want to teach children that their local first responder is someone they should think about and support and, you know, look to ways for ways to help. And I think, you know, just saying thank you for your service is great.
Yes.
But I think that teaching kids to do that in their local communities is really important. And then if you want to come and do something with us, basically you can join us on Facebook, which is First Responders Children's Foundation. Just those words, FIRST, Responders Children's Foundation. Join us there. Or you can come on Instagram at first, the number one, STRCF. And we are also, you can come to our website, which is firstresponderschildrensfoundation.org, and see all of the different programming we have and also all of the events that we put on. So if you want to volunteer, you want to just send us a note, you want to contribute in any way, we really welcome any and all of the above ways to be a part of the First Responders Children's Foundation. And we're grateful for every person who comes to our website just to even look and see what we're doing.
And you all have made it so easy as well for people to simply take their phone and text the word SCHOLAR, S-C-H-O-L-A-R, to the number 24365. Everyone just about has a phone, so they can text SCHOLAR to 24365 and make a donation to the First Responders Children's Foundation right now.
You absolutely can. And I will just tell you, I've talked to these scholarship recipients. Many of them are following in their parents' footsteps and becoming a first responder themselves, a firefighter, a police officer, you know, a lawyer, a doctor, a nurse. They really have a sense of community and of giving back that their parent taught them. And so I would just say that these scholarships are really going to very worthy children of, I think, everyday heroes. They are our everyday heroes.
Jillian, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show as we talk about the First Responders Children's Foundation, and just know that you're welcome here anytime, and anything the Mark White Show can do to support this effort, please let me know.
Mark, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And if you find yourself needing a trip to New York City, please let us know. We'd love to show you what we do here in person. And thank you again for highlighting the foundation and for the service that you've given in your career as a police officer.
Thank you, Jillian. And one thing I do want to do, I know we talked about it the very first, we're 20 years removed from 9/11, but I do want to recognize and honor those who lost their lives on that tragic day and tell the families that we continue to think about you, and so glad that we can highlight organizations like First Responders Children's Foundation. I just want you to know that we have not forgotten here at the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much. Really, I think it means so much, not only to, you know, the families, the children, and the first responder community, and that New York, that everyone has their mind on New York on September 11th, because I think we all are united in that. We can all agree, you know, that was a tragedy and people lost their lives, and first responders don't really think about, you know, who people are, political party, where they're from. They just run into danger for us all the time, and it's something we should honor and support. And I really, there's a beautiful way that you put it just now.
The First Responders Children's Foundation is committed to protecting the welfare of all children, especially those of first responders who have lost a parent in the line of duty. We appreciate Jillian Crane, president of First Responders Children's Foundation, for joining us here on the Mark White Show today. And I do encourage you to find them through social media and also go to firstrcf.org. That's 1strcf.org, and check out the great work that the First Responders Children's Foundation is doing. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Jennifer Kennedy. You've heard her on the Mark White Show before, as she is in the search of a kidney donor. I hope you'll stick with us as we have this special segment with Jennifer. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I've been there with the soldiers who've gone away to war, and you can bet that they remember just what they're fighting for. Have you forgotten all the people killed? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? All the loved ones that we lost and those left to carry on. Don't you tell me not to worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vonmont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vonmont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vonmont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This is a special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we help my friend Jennifer Gooch Kennedy find a kidney donor. You've heard her on the Mark White Show before, and we've tried to help before, and we want to continue to bring awareness to Jennifer's situation, along with so many others who have polycystic kidney disease. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jennifer Kennedy.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Jennifer, give us a quick update on what's going on with you right now.
I'm still doing okay, hanging in there. Still not on dialysis yet. Thank goodness. Keeping my fingers crossed I don't have to do that. I'm in search of a kidney. I'm actually working with UAB now, and it's called Living Donor Navigation Program. It is basically, if you've heard of the kidney chain, that's what it is. Say if I have a person that can donate for me, but is not a match for me, but they would be willing to donate for someone else in my on behalf of me, they would find me a donor. They would not take either kidney until matches were made. Even if you're not a match for me, you may be a match for someone else.
Exactly. And what you're going through right now with polycystic kidney disease, you're in stage 5, correct?
I am, yes.
What does that mean for a person to be stage 5 but to not yet have to go through dialysis?
It's actually amazing that I'm not on dialysis yet.
Yes.
Most people at this stage are on dialysis, but they keep telling me as long as I'm feeling good and going strong that hopefully I won't have to have it. They can either, once I do, if I have to have it, I can do dialysis at home, I hope, which is the peritoneal dialysis. If not, I would have to do the hemo, which is in the clinic. But I'm okay with that. If I have to get to that point, I'm prepared and I'm okay with that.
Well, I've had you on the show a couple of times, Jennifer, and it's been over the period of, say, a couple of years now. The importance of you not going on dialysis and having an opportunity to get a kidney prior to going on dialysis, that's pretty important.
Yes, it is. Dialysis, if you can do it at home, it's good because you can do it at night while you're sleeping. If you're unfortunate and have to go to a clinic, it's like 2 or 3 days a week in a clinic for several hours. It's not an easy journey. We just hang in there.
I know this is a journey that you've also been considerate of other people who also need kidney donations, and it's something that obviously brings awareness to your life, and you also are concerned about others who are going through the same thing.
Yes, I am. I actually have one other friend that I actually went to high school with that I found out she has the same disease I have, but hers has not progressed, you know, as mine did. And I have another friend that's on the waiting list as well. There's so many people, there's hundreds of thousands of people on the waiting list. And I look at it like there's so many people that are organ donors on their driver's license. If you want to be an organ donor, why not do it while you're living? The donor, the stay in the hospital is usually like a couple of days, 2 to 3 days at the most, and you can live with one kidney. They don't have to take medication for the rest of their lives. They don't have to follow any new diets or to, you know, give up certain activities. And a lot of people think a female can't have a child after kidney donation. That's not true. There's just a lot of myths and facts about the donation. People really need to read up on it and need to be informed of how it works. And if anybody wants that information, feel free to contact me. I'll be glad to talk to you.
It is easy to become a donor, but it's a major decision for a person to make to say, well, I want to contribute once I pass away, because a lot of people don't like to think of themselves as being dead. So it is a step that a person has to take to think while they're alive what they want to do after they're gone.
Right. It is a big step. And it's a free health screening. If anybody would want to try to see if they're a match, you have a free health screening that's covered by the recipient's insurance.
Now for you, Jennifer, how can people donate a kidney? How can they help you right now? If there's someone who can make that sacrifice to give you a kidney while they're living, how do they go about that?
They can go to uabmedicine.org/donate-a-kidney. You would have to have the recipient's name, my name, Jennifer Kennedy, and my date of birth, 3/26/71, and it's a short questionnaire that they go through to answer. If they're selected, they will bring them in to have a screening, a health screening.
I do want to encourage people to go to uabmedicine.org/donate-a-kidney for Jennifer Kennedy. Date of birth, 3/26/71. Share your spare. In need of a kidney donor and looking for a match for Jennifer Gooch Kennedy. Also, you can give Jennifer a call at 205-441-0289.
Yeah, and I have a Facebook account. It's A Kidney for Jennifer, And there's a lot of information on there. My number, my telephone number, the website is on there. And actually, the QR code is on there that you can just actually scan that QR code. It'll take you directly to the website. There's facts on there about donation. There's all kind of, I'm always downloading all kind of information.
Jennifer, I'm always happy to have you on the show to talk about this, to bring awareness to your need for a kidney donor. We do want to encourage people to donate life, make that commitment to be a donor, help someone continue to live after you're gone. So I think that's an amazing gift that people do give. I've recognized people who have passed away who were donors. How many people have been helped because of those donations? So important.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Again, you can go to uabmedicine.org/donate-a-kidney for Jennifer Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, date of birth 3/26/1971. Let's help Jennifer Kennedy as she searches for a donor. She's in stage 5 kidney failure, polycystic kidney disease, bringing awareness to this issue and trying to help Jennifer and so many others who need a kidney donation. Thank you again, Jennifer Kennedy, for joining me here on The Mark White Show.
Thank you, and thank you, everyone, for your thoughts and prayers and for sharing my story.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have a brand new edition of Kyla's Corner from Kyla Carter as she talks about getting out of our comfort zone. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
They go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in or give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm not your average puzzle piece or the perfect picture. I don't just fit in with the crowd. I stand out. I don't just go with the trends. I've got my own style. You can see me coming from a mile. I'm not your average.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Over the past year, I have blossomed into a new Kyla. I have truly discovered my style of music and fashion, and emotionally, I have grown so much. Even though the pandemic has impacted a lot of people negatively, the past 15 months helped me realize what truly means the most to me. An important lesson I learned during the pandemic was that it is okay to step out of your comfort zone. When our security and certainty was taken away from us, we were all suddenly faced with the challenge of mask wearing, social distancing, and being away from loved ones. But though staying in our homes was very much out of our comfort zones, the pause gave us all time to think about life, goals, and what we valued most. I recently saw a video that really changed my perspective. The video raised the questions, if I died right now, would I be happy? Would I regret anything I have done or didn't do? When I'm 80, will I care about what other people said about me? When I saw that video, I was reminded that I should step out of my comfort zone more often. Stepping out of your comfort zone helps you deal with change, even though change does come with risk, stress, and anxiety. However, think about it. Do you think big dreams can come true if you remain in autopilot mode? I am a performer, and with that comes a lot of stress and anxiety. I set very high standards for myself, striving to always be perfect. I am really, really hard on myself before and after a performance, and very picky about where I perform and who I'm performing with. This is not necessarily a good thing because I tend to lean towards taking jobs that are in my comfort zone. Last weekend, I was invited, on a whim, to sing at a local restaurant with a band that I have never performed with. Instead of freaking out, as usual, I reminded myself that I needed to step out of my comfort zone. And I took the plunge, and I performed with no rehearsal. I just showed up, hopped on stage, and performed. Was my performance perfect? No. But not everything in life is perfect. What was important is that I had so much fun, and I can't wait to do it again. I would have regretted if I hadn't performed that night, and I'm so happy I did. Humans are creatures of comfort, and there is nothing wrong with being comfortable until it starts holding you back from challenging yourself to learn, grow, and try new things. If you want to be a fashion designer, wear the clothes you are designing and own it. If you want to be a songwriter, then let the world hear your songs. And if you want to help other people, you can start your own charitable organization. Just go for it! We can't expect to evolve and make our dreams come true by sticking to the same routines or habits. So, I encourage you to think about what makes you happy, and go for it. Step out of your comfort zone. Your future self will thank you for it. And remember to live your life, as I do, sunny side up. I'll always know that
I'm enough. I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute Replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Ray Lynn Swopes with the Laura Ingalls Wilder Historic Home and Museum located in Mansfield, Missouri.
Well, in the beginning, she was writing for Farm Journal, and so she was writing about gardening and raising chickens and all kinds of farm things. It was actually her daughter that was encouraging her. She was saying, "Mother, people of today will not understand what pioneer life was like. You've got to write this down." And so she finally did when she was 63 years old. The daughter had built a brand new home for her. It's in a beautiful location whenever you're here at the Wilder home, you know, when you come here to visit. And you'll get to see that house also. So that was the home that the daughter built for her, and she kept encouraging her. And Laura got started writing. And so the first four books were actually written in the Rock House, which was a retirement home. And they had always been living in the beautiful little farmhouse. Now the books did get finished in the farmhouse, but when you're here and you visit, you're gonna see that house and understand why, you know, she was able to write those books. They loved playing games, they were readers, all kinds of different types of crafts and things that they did. Even Almanzo did latch hooking. And so if you come to this home, you're gonna see some rugs and also a beautiful pillow that he himself made. And then things that those girls made together, their daughter Rose and Laura, they loved to do embroidery and crocheting. And so those were things that kept them really busy. Miss Wilder lived here in Mansfield for 63 years of her life, so she's a big and important part of Missouri history also. We're pretty proud of her.
She never had a television.
Nope, no TV. She loved radio shows, so she would have liked you, Mark.
For more information about the Laura Ingalls Wilder Historic Home and Museum, go to LauraIngallsWilderHome.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Michelle Johnson with Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company in Mansfield, Missouri.
Charitable giving, it's quiet, but it is really a fundamental value of our company. Jer's goal, his goal has never been to make a lot of money. It's been to share these remarkable seeds with as many people as possible and encourage people to grow them, to save them, to share them, so that they can help their own communities be self-sufficient and self-sustaining. Really important. We believe that seeds belong to the people and that people should have access to them and to have access to information about how to grow them. We give seeds away to nonprofit organizations, basically any organization that asks for seeds to grow, we'll share them with them. School groups, church gardens, community gardens, prison gardens. These are all organizations that we've shared seeds with. Our very large expo in California, the National Heirloom Expo, which we've been doing now, last year would have been our 10th year for that. All of the funds that are raised through that go to the School Garden Network. Providing seeds to various groups is really just part of what we do. It's just part of our business practice. We also practice charitable giving. And so that's just really a fundamental value that's baked into how JER operates this business and how we do business, because it's the right thing to do.
If you would like to find out more about Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, go to rareseeds.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Tom Benson, who is the Chief Communications and Marketing Officer with the Tennessee Aquarium, located in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, we've got a lot going on this summer, and we're so glad that, you know, things have greatly improved in the region and across the country, and, you know, more and more people are traveling now. So it's a completely different story than it was 1 year ago. You know, we did not reopen to the general public until June 18th, 2020. And so, you know, we were closed for 96 days, and, you know, June was a much different picture a year ago than what it is today. And that's a good thing. People are coming back and they're really enjoying the aquarium and IMAX. And I'll tell you, it's really gratifying to be in the aquarium and at IMAX and see a lot of big smiles and see the people posting on Instagram and Facebook about how much fun they're having here at the Tennessee Aquarium. On Saturdays, we have the Chattanooga River Market right in front of the aquarium. So there's a lot of local artisans and craftsmen that have arts and crafts for sale. And it really adds to the atmosphere. Sundays, there's a big market that's just a few blocks south of the aquarium that has local produce as well. So throughout the summer season, you'll have different events where they feature local peaches, for example, or earlier this year, they had a big strawberry festival that's hugely popular. And I think they have ice cream days and other things coming up. So again, visit Chattanooga.com is the place to go to find a lot of that information as well. Well, the otters, penguins, lemurs, sharks, and catfish are all excited for everybody to come up and visit us. So we'll see you soon.
To find out more about Chattanooga, go to visitchattanooga.com. And for the Tennessee Aquarium, visit tnaqua.org. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have fellow Alabamian William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys.
I still go back to the farm, man, right where I was raised at, the house my mother and dad built. We still got the home place, man. My parents did. They were tremendous influence in my life. They encouraged my music and singing. My mother and my dad, my older sister, my younger brother. Everyone's encouraged my musical journey, and my sister and I played and sang music together when we were young. She was 3 or 4 years older. She played mandolin and sang, and I played with the guitar and sang. We played on Granddaddy's radio show there, WEBJ in Breton, singing all the little churches around Scandrick County and over in Florida there. And my parents and my grandparents, see, Granddaddy let us sing on the radio show. So it's generations passing down and encouraging younger generations. Now today I'm a father and a grandfather as we continue to try to make the difference in lifting our kids up in their talents and helping them to reach their goals. And as we all move forward, I chose back in 1965 to leave the farm and working at a paper mill and left Bruton to come join the Oak Ridge Boys. Loving my family is one of the main things. Without them, I'm nobody. I just thank God for my kids and my grandkids and my great-grandkids.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Again, we want to thank Jillian Crane, president of the First Responders Children's Foundation, for joining us here on The Mark White Show today. I do once again encourage you to follow First Responders Children's Network on social media and go to their website, firstrcf.org. That's the number one, strcf.org. We also appreciate Jennifer Kennedy for joining us here on the show today as she searches for a kidney donor. If you are in a position to help Jennifer, give her a call at 205-441-0289. That's 205-441-0289. We appreciate the brand new episode from Kyla Carter on Kyla's Corner as she talked about getting out of our comfort zone. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. I hope that you are encouraged by The Mark White Show and that you will share it with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to try to make a difference in our communities. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also on LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Saturday edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.